Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here to talk about an action-packed episode of The Real Love Boat. Boy, if you are just listening to the podcast and not watching these episodes, you are going to not believe what's going on here over on The Real Love Boat this week. And of course, back with us, our bartender, and we could all use a drink after this episode, Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
Yes, I am great. I am drinking my ambrosia.
Ambrosia, yes, yes, yes.
Very necessary.
Who served it to you?
It was some sort of god or god. What did they call that? They were not the gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. There was a mask.
It was a mask.
There was a mask involved. It was a mask.
Okay. Were they trying to date you or?
I don't know.
No comment. Okay.
No comment.
All right. And then also back with us, our activity director. Here she is. It's Kirsten McKinnis. Kirsten, how are you?
Rob, I'm great. But I do just want to say your true colors have started coming out and there are some concerns.
Oh,
what is that?
Yeah.
Color?
Why? Because I just wanted to talk to you both, like, and not let anybody else talk to you. Sorry. I was trying to get serious here for a second.
Yeah. I heard Rob wanted to podcast every single day with us. Yeah. And I just thought that was a bit much.
Yeah.
We had to compromise down to once a week because relationships are about compromise. And This is a little too much for us.
Okay. Boy, we kind of had like a two-part episode. Is this to be continued?
It felt like it because there was no sail away, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it was a TBC.
Yeah, I was furious that they didn't just give us the whole 2 hours. Like, you're on streaming. Give me 2 hours.
Yeah, they really could have. That would have been fine. Give us a feast as we get ready here for Thanksgiving in the U.S. But nope, it's a two-parter here. And even though nobody went home, Kirsten, I feel like I can't wait for next week's Real Love Boat.
Well, that's exactly why we can't wait, because we're so thirsty for the conclusion to this saga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even more thirsty than some of the people that showed up.
And they did a good job of presenting what, like, first of all, this episode I think was very good for building mm-hmm. drama. But also even just the little snippet of like what's next week. I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, like, we're ready.
They did a good job of enticing.
They gave me just enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And they know what they're doing.
First off, let me just ask a question to see if either of you have a good feel about this. What the hell is happening next? Because I don't understand how these four new people are suddenly going to have all the power and control what goes on the Real Love Boat. Kirsten, how is this possible?
So I think that the episode will start with a sail away type ceremony where the new people will choose who they want to be coupled up with. And then at the end of the week, the people that were chosen from those couples will choose between their original partner and their new partner if they want to be with them.
That's my suspicion.
Yeah. But I
you're a veteran.
It's kind of Love Island.
That's why you're here. Yeah. Yeah.
And that would make sense because not to get too ahead of things, we did see in the preview for next week, Mike, who we will eventually get to, picking Emily. So there is some sort of ceremony happening where at least the new people are picking someone.
Yeah.
Several ports they're going to be in control, apparently. Wow. Like, how long do these four people, like, imagine, how do you get cast and, like, you know, like one of these poor people that like revolving door comes onto the boat mm-hmm. and like, no, everyone's like, I'm not risking it. I'm in a good thing here. Like, goodbye. And then you get what to be one of these four people that like, not only are you for sure not going home right away, you're also in control for several poor.
Yeah, that's my only thing that these new people, and we already have two new people that we don't care about. Why are we giving the new people so much power?
Because it will create drama in the longstanding relationships, which is what new people are supposed to do mm-hmm. in love shows.
Yeah.
This twist is a little bit reminiscent of like at the start of every Love Island season, they pair up everybody and then, oh, wait, there's a bombshell. And in 24 hours, they're going to steal one of your women. And so it's like that, except for the stakes are way higher because these people have at least liked each other for I don't know,
weeks, 4 or 5
stops on the cruise.
Kirsten, did you happen to see this week that Love Island season 3 is coming to Netflix next month?
Well, but then Hulu, I think, is getting seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think 2 and 4 are the ones worth watching. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that sounds great.
That's my professional opinion.
It's out there. And
I think you have the most professional opinion, at least definitely on this panel.
Well, Scally definitely has a better professional opinion than me, but I think he would agree that 2 and 4 are the only ones worth watching.
Okay. Exactly. Well, we have a lot to break down in terms of what went on with these newcomers that came to the toga party. But I have to say, I feel like it was a tale of two episodes because I feel like that overall, the first half of the episode, our excursion out to go and do bungee jumping. Jenny, I don't know about you. If I never see another person bungee jump on reality TV, I'll be fine.
Who cares? It's just jumping.
Yeah.
Like, I see one person jump. I've seen every person jump. Like, I did not need to see. What was I supposed to be ranking them on style? I will say I did have thoughts because I was like, what else am I supposed to pay attention to? We have to watch every single person bungee jump.
Mm-hmm.
I did think that I don't know anything about bungee jumping. I will never do it.
No.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's not happening.
Unless I'm on a reality show. Yeah, I'm probably good.
Even then, I'm
probably not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that jumped, like, that didn't fall back, that, like, almost, like, jumped up into the air.
Pulling a Marty.
I think they had, like, whiplash. Like, I was concerned for their spine. Like, it just looked very messy. I think Marty did it. And I believe also Kendra was, like, the first person. And she, like, jumped up. And I was like, ugh. Like, I was worried for her, like, her neck and her spine. It just seemed mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. flaily. And I think it was better if you just fall backwards because then gravity just kind of, like, keeps you in one spot.
Kendra's the only one with any charisma in this experience. When she jumped, just to be like, I just wanted to show Jordan how easy it is.
Mm-hmm. I love her. She's incredible.
Look, bungee jumping had a time and a place. In 1992, when Alicia Silverstone bungee jumped in an Aerosmith video, okay? I know it's not Whip It. What's the video that you watch all the time, Kirsten?
Liz, I don't watch these videos all the time, but also I just am curious if the video you're talking about came out before or after my birth. Chances are before.
Yeah, I think it's like this is making my point of like, oh my God, like you got to watch this video. This girl is going to jump off a bridge. Oh my God, there's a new thing. It's called bungee jumping. Have you checked this out?
This video is what brought bungee jumping to mainstream, is what you're saying.
I don't know. I think so.
What song is this?
I believe it's Crying, but then they had like three songs, I think, that have like Alicia Silverstone. Crying, Aerosmith. I believe also Sawyer from Lost is in this video. And then it was 1993 and she jumps off a bridge at the end of the video. But anyway, that was the last time I cared about bungee jumping. And I've seen it on every single show.
Yeah, you mostly just cared about Alicia Silverstone, it sounds like.
It's fine. But she had a moment in the 90s.
Yeah.
But so did bungee jumping. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. They also did one with like a virtual reality headset and people thought, oh, virtual reality. That's what this is. Oh, maybe that's the same one. Yeah, maybe she takes off like a helmet and then she was in virtual reality. It doesn't matter. Okay.
I don't even know if I want to bungee jump in virtual reality. Like, I'm not a thrill seeker when it comes to that kind of thing. Like, I'll do a roller coaster. I can look out the window in a tall building. But like, I'm not looking to jump off of cliffs and in off bridges and all of that. And it's not interesting to watch other people do it. I'm sorry.
We've seen it on every single show, every season of The Amazing Race, The Challenge. Did they do it on Joe Millionaire?
Oh, probably.
Probably.
I don't know.
Did they do it on Beyond the Edge?
Claws,
yeah.
Jump off this building.
No, I don't think they've ever done it on Survivor, but you know. Amen.
They jump off stuff on Survivor.
They jump off stuff, but there's no bungee cord.
Yeah. It's way scarier.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just, I mean, I understand the point where it's like, we're going to do something that is going to, you know, like maybe make you scared or maybe like you feel you need support. And so it's like, you're creating this environment where you can see if someone is going to be supportive of you or be there for you when you need comfort or whatever. Like, I understood that part. It did not need to go as long as it did. I did not need to see it because everyone's story was basically the same. It was, I was scared. This person made me feel better and told me I could do it. And then I did it. And then we did it. And I'm so happy. And I like this person more now. Like, I didn't need to see that many times.
No, we did not need to see it so many times. I think they just did this so that everyone would have a little bit more of a trauma bond right before they brought in these four bartenders just to make it the knife, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we're really making you like feel deep feelings. You're so bonded to this person now. And we are here to shatter it with a couple of guys with long hair wearing masks.
Okay. So people were really freaking out about the bungee jumping to some degree, at least, probably the person who seemed to have the biggest reaction to the bungee jumping was our friend Daniel.
Hell no, 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 no,
no, no, no.
That's me.
No, no.
Yeah. Daniel and Shaylin, they both didn't want to do it, but they did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I mean, I don't blame them. I thought like when Daniel said, like, if she's not going to do, like, we don't have to do it. If she's not going to do it, I will also
not do it.
And I thought like that would be great to have one couple decide like, hey, I'm with you on this. We don't have to do things because other people are doing them.
We don't have to peer pressure because Kirsten, it wasn't like. That, okay, and the team that does the best bungee jumping today is gonna win all the power and the trip to the cabin. They got nothing.
I think, here's my guess, they were like, nah, we're not doing this. And production was like, you're either doing it or you're off the boat.
Off the boat? Oh my God. You walk the plank?
I think they're like, get out. You can like, you can either jump off this cliff or you can walk the plank. There are no other options.
Do you think that that's what happened to Brett? Like there was like something he had to do and then he said no. And they're like, you're gone and you're unwell.
He's not well.
Yeah, because they said no to going to the private suite after the captain's table. They were like, Brett, you're unwell.
I guess you're gone.
Yeah, somebody's unwell around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a little cough you got coming on there? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sound a little unwell to us.
Right. And Daniel, he really was not doing well when he saw the bungee jumping.
Nervous? Bro, nervous? I'm about to poop my pants, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is the last place I want to poop my pants is when I'm falling in the sky.
I got to tell you, there's a list of places I want to poop my pants and they're all tied for last places everywhere. I never want that.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, like I would definitely choose like my own home, like over like wild bungee
jumping. Is so embarrassing though, because then what if someone finds out and they have to be like, oh yeah, I just poop my pants in my own home. My bathroom was right there.
Yeah.
But you didn't make it.
I don't know. I kind of feel like suspended from a rubber band over a ravine while a bunch of people look on and raise you up slowly and film it for a streaming television audience. Like, I feel like that's a pretty bad place. Yeah.
Well, and he thought it was for cable too. So,
Even
worse. Like, That is a good reason to wear the tightest clothes possible. Because can you just imagine just like flying?
Contain it. And you got to keep like, it contained.
What's happening? What's falling from
me? You don't need
what's falling from Daniel's body.
Yeah. Daniel, I think you dropped your keys or something. We should go down and check it. Like, no. We're good.
Daniel, is that a cell phone? You're not allowed to have one of those.
You dropped?
You think you are Maxwell?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I'm gonna leave you two to finish this one on your own.
You cannot expect us to not address the poop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No, I expected to be addressed, but what I did not expect was theorizing what shape it would be when it flew out of Daniel's clothes.
Yeah. Kirsten's like,
hell no. No, 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 no.
The dramatic music really pulls it all together. The production value.
Yeah, it's a great clip. So, all right. So Daniel is not too into it. We had a lot of people just go for it. Jordan and Kendra. Like Kendra really got it started. And, you know, I guess this was supposed to tell us something about their relationship, Jenny, but I'm not really sure what.
I think it tells us that Kendra is in charge. And that I think that Jordan has always been probably in charge in his other relationships and that he's been with people that will just take his shit. And I think that Kendra.
Stop it, Rob. Stop it.
Hell no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Yeah, no. And I think that it's like Kendra is the alpha in the relationship because I feel like we've gotten like a couple confessionals where Jordan is like, she takes care of me. And so I think that it's kind of like Kendra's the boss and she shows Jordan how it's done. And then he's like, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's their dynamic is that like, you know, she's just got boss energy. And it's the same reason why, like, you know, whenever new people come in, she has no problem. Like, I think some of the other women are like afraid of coming off like territorial or like seeming clingy. And like Kendra is straight up just like, hey, that's my man. Get away. And so I think that that is what they were trying to tell us about the dynamic is that like, yes. Kendra comes first.
Yes.
Always.
She practically dropped a Rachel Riley. Like, nobody gets in between me and my man.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are parallels there, I think.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we also have Dustin and Sydney. They are going to bungee jump. I wrote in my notes, who are these people?
Yeah, are you sure they were in now? This episode?
Like, like I don't know who Dustin is.
Yeah.
There's a Dylan now. It's like, yes. It's just too confusing.
Yeah, that really was
D1
a trip.
And D2.
Yeah, to have Dustin. And not only that Sydney is with Dustin and she's dumping Dustin for Dylan.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, yeah. I haven't remembered their names together yet. And so it's not necessarily going to make it any harder or easier. But this episode made me frustrated because it's like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm like, wow, Nathan and Tyler went home for these two. I mean,
for sure.
They were not in the running to go. They absolutely would have gone home if they were the bottom two. Mm-hmm. But that made me so annoyed about that challenge because it was like, they don't need to be here. They don't even like each other.
And the show doesn't even spend any time. The show's like, don't worry about them. They're here, but don't worry about it. But
they're not going to be together. No. So it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. But Kirsten,
at least they addressed that eventually because I was like, stop trying to make Dustin and Sydney happen. Okay.
Stop talking about these people. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah. No more Dustin.
I would pass them in the street and I wouldn't know.
No.
Sure. I wouldn't know a thing.
Would not know at all. Yeah. But Kirsten, we did get some background for Daniel and Shaylin. Why did they ultimately make the decision that they made? And it turns out that they felt like that there was a strong connection there with Nathan and Tyler. And they felt a little threatened by that. They want to win the show.
And yes, Nathan and Tyler were for sure going to be the new front runners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
oh, man.
You know,
I mean, Nathan did like a girl for once. And so, like, that was apparently all that they needed for Daniel to be like, this is a threat to me. Yeah, Nathan has finally shown emotion. Mm-hmm.
I actually do think Nathan liking a girl is extremely threatening. So they're not wrong about that. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then finally, Emily and Marty. We haven't talked about them yet in regards to bungee jumping. Emily is going to do it. She goes first. Then she tries to talk Marty into how much he's going to love it. He says he doesn't want to embarrass himself. He'll do that later. And has a very ungraceful bungee jump.
There's nothing about him that's graceful. Everything he does is
disgrace.
Disgraceful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
After bungee jumping, we now send everybody out on a shopping spree. The men and the women are going to buy each other's outfits. Kirsten, why?
I think specifically for there to be some kind of drama related to people not knowing each other's size, which we got in the funniest way possible with Emily not knowing how tall Marty is and therefore buying him a mini dress to wear.
Yes.
Like it's not funny if someone buys a garment for their partner and it's like too tight and they just like don't know what size the person wears and the person's uncomfortable all night long. But not knowing how tall Marty is so funny. And it was my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah, Marty was worried about a wardrobe malfunction.
I'm going to figure out if something can be done to not show my junk. Just got to figure that out.
Yeah. I mean,
this is while he was like bent over and you could just like see his butt completely. Like,
right.
His boxers, but still.
He was like, oh, let me wear these blue trunk boxers because yeah. they will match my mini dress.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's not a bad strategy for Marty. Like, he's just trying to make it look like it was an intentional choice.
Strategic king, mm-hmm. Marty.
Mm-hmm. But like, so this was confusing because like the party has a theme. And so they're going out to shop to get, you know, the other's clothing, but it's like they're buying within the theme. It felt like they didn't even really have an option. It was like, you like, these are the outfits, you pick what color they wear. And yeah. I didn't really understand the outrage from the men because it was like, did you not have the same experience where you went into a single shop?
Oh, they got us like, the ugly togas.
Yeah, like you have to pick red, blue, black, or gold. And it's like, mm-hmm. like obviously they were doing the exact same thing. Although like there was like a big suit of armor that apparently was like perfect for Dustin, which
listen, the less we can see of Dustin the better.
Put him in a suit of armor. Maybe if people missed an episode they'll think Nathan's still there.
I mean, I'm just surprised that they didn't just put people in like bed sheet togas.
Yeah, why not? Who cares?
I think that's what Jerry was wearing. Mm-hmm. I think yeah. that they weren't even supposed to like be dressed up and like
no,
Jerry
he just
Jerry started. Like Jerry decided last minute, he's like, I want to be part of this. Like, because that is so Jerry's energy. He's mm-hmm. like, what? We're having a Greek themed party and I don't have an appropriate outfit. Mm-hmm. Like he definitely like sewed something together last minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're like, no, this is perfect. We'll give you the one Emily picked out for Marty. It will fit you and yeah. we'll go get him a new one so he can keep his dignity. Yeah. And Jerry's like, no, I'll yeah. make my own. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they gave Jerry Marty's one and then they just had like, okay, we have this one in boys. All right, just give it to Marty.
It really looked like it was child's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was just a shirt, wasn't it? It was, yeah, it was kind of confusing.
It was a classic Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that too was very clingy. The outfit that Marty would have to wear. Yeah.
Maybe this was like a power move from Emily where she was like, I am going to embarrass this man. Like
I
she's complained so much about how like he doesn't lighten up. He can't have fun. And she's like, I am going to force him into a situation where he needs to prove that he can be a chill, fun guy. And like, this is my way of like making sure that he has this in him. I'm going to put him in a Winnie the Pooh, Greek god style outfit.
Mm-hmm. To see how he reacts. To see if it's appropriate. I love that move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a power move from Emily. I think that's what happened here.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody goes shopping. There's some talk about, do you think that Jordan is going to want to wear the crown that we see? He actually does want to wear that. He asked Daniel how it looks.
How's the crown look on me?
You look like a jerk.
Looks like a jerk.
True.
Well, they were like acknowledging that, like, even Kendra was like, Jordan being referred to as a god all night is like completely going to go to his head. So like, this seems to be like an inside joke of the cast that like Jordan is high on his own supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. More on that later. Okay. So, everybody goes to the party and, Daniel, he is really into it. He's taking on, this character. And he's going to be like talking, in some voice all night.
Good day, gentlemen. My name is King Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
Very well, very well.
Jenny, what is this voice?
I don't know. He said very well, like so many times. I'm like, what is this accent? Like,
is that from something?
I have no idea. I'm certainly not the authority on this. I don't watch things except for terrible television to podcast about. Yep. But I was like, the very well just seemed to be like his go-to line because he said
very
it like
well,
multiple
very well.
Times.
Yep.
And I felt for Ezra, who was like standing at the bar and was like, has to react.
Is that
this
from
is so
something?
Confusing.
Yeah, what is that?
She's going through the same experience we are right now, being like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a quote from Gladiator?
Is that a Greek accent? I don't feel like it was.
I don't think not an accurate one.
It's not a great one.
Yeah.
Daniel, don't quit your day job.
Do better, Daniel.
You don't need to be a voice actor.
Yeah. If Daniel listens to the podcast, like, please let us know. What is this? What character is this? We're interested.
Yeah. Did he take inspiration from a character that exists already? Or was this purely from the heart?
Yeah. Okay. So everybody is enjoying their time together. Okay. And we're starting to notice, something's off a little bit here. What's with these people who there were never any sort of like masked drink attendants at any of the other parties we've been to at the club? What is this? Why are these people standing here?
Well, Ezra would never allow all these other people to come in and take her job.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a boss and she hasn't needed help before.
She's been recruiting, she said.
But it's like they have to know, like there's like probably just like crew and then Jerry and Rebecca and then like Ezra usually and then in the background maybe somebody's walking by, like they've never had like prop people before,
right?
So of course people are gonna be like it just so happens to be like two very like, you know, good looking, like impeccable physique men.
Yes.
And two veiled women counterparts that are, you know, without seeing the full package. We heard Dustin talk about some very sexy legs. OK, so you can't hide those. It's not shocking that people were, you know, picking up on something was a little off here. This is not normal.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Kirsten, do you think anybody was surprised by the ultimate reveal?
I mean, I feel like some of the men are kind of duds, so probably they were surprised.
Yes. Who do you think was the most surprised?
Yeah.
Like, I think Dustin was surprised for
sure. He doesn't know how the show works. Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
He's been there 10 minutes. He has no idea what's going on.
Listen, I think Marty is often confused.
He's definitely confused about some things. But, like, I honestly feel like I felt heartbroken for Jerry and Rebecca who come to do a reveal and, like, no one is surprised. Like, they really think that they got them this time. Because they've had moments where, you know, they've thrown them a loop, like last week when the men aren't in charge, the women aren't in charge, a couple's going to be in charge. They've had those moments of like throwing a twist at people. This one fell completely flat. And I really think that they thought that they were like going to shock people. You've been grabbing drinks from them all night. And they're like, yeah, we know. We picked up on that like an hour ago.
We already started flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I am already like figuring out which one I want to talk to.
Jenny, Jerry mentioned numerous times, drink your ambrosia. Jenny, what is ambrosia?
Okay. So my understanding, see, I did not study like Greek mythology, you know, at
chaotic,
any real extent.
It's intense.
Yes. I know a couple of god and goddesses names and that's about it. But I think that ambrosia is just like any sort of like food or drink that's like good and gives you power or something like that. But I would have thought that it would be nectar.
Like, yeah, well, I think ambrosia literally like means nectar of the gods.
Okay. I've just also heard like,
isn't there also like a quote ambrosia salad, which is like a very Midwestern food and is like the most disgusting thing you've ever heard of?
Are you saying that is ambrosia salad a quote or are you putting ambrosia salad in quotes?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Is this the salad?
Ambrosia salad is a thing.
It's like miniature marshmallows and
over fruit. Yeah.
I got to tell you. This looks like one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Is this
in my
a Thanksgiving
life.
Dish?
No.
You think that people are going to eat this?
Maybe.
Tomorrow?
I don't think
Maybe
so.
Maybe in the South.
But no,
I don't know who eats what.
I think it's marshmallows over canned or fresh pineapple, orange,
mandarin
and coconut.
Oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's already been eaten once before in these pictures.
So I found out recently that I'm a bit of a freak. Because not like that, not like that. Because I like to eat Rice Krispie cereal with mandarin oranges in it.
Oh,
Is there a liquid also in there?
The milk for the cereal. But I try not to get a lot of the mandarin juice in there because, like, I don't want the mingling of the juice and the milk. That's weird. But I don't know. I had it as a kid and I think it's very nostalgic for me. And
that is pretty freaky.
Apparently, it's pretty weird. Phil tasted it and he's like, yeah, it's not for me. So this just reminded me of that because I don't see a lot of things made with canned mandarin oranges. And this seems to be
In Greek mythology, ambrosia was the food of the gods.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shouldn't liquid be nectar?
Mm-hmm. Nectar of the gods. It's an all natural Italian herbal liquor that's more bittersweet. Okay.
What? Oh, a liqueur. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Ambrosia. He loves saying it too, Jerry.
He did. Well, it's a fun word.
Ambrosia.
He liked it. He liked that.
It's literally like Pinot Grigio from a box, and he's like, drink that ambrosia. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, by the way, the Greek gods, a lot of times that they could cause chaos. There's Eris, the goddess of chaos, and we could see some new singles, and they're here to serve drama because they've been serving you all night long. Look at this.
Take off your masks.
The four
take
other people off. Besides
take
the crew.
It off. Yes. Okay. And here they are. First, it's Dylan. And as soon as Sydney seems Dylan, it's like, okay, forget you, Dustin. Go home. Goodbye.
She was sizing up Dylan before she could even see his face. So it she just needed to ensure that it was not a busted situation.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, she's
so she was like, she was just like, I can work with this. Good. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like Dustin.
Although, Kristen, it did seem like that Dylan had some sort of a head wound. It seemed like that the helmet may have been on too tight.
Oh, there was a line from the helmet?
It seemed like he had a cut. Yeah.
Well, it probably wasn't a cut. It was probably just red. Like if you wear something with tight sleeves and it creates a little indent.
Yeah.
The same thing happened that one challenge where they had to wear the goggles when they were feeling each other up. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, everyone had lines on their face. It looked like they just took a really big nap.
Oh. Just what you want on TV, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's also another gentleman. Mike is here. And is Mike another Canadian on this show? Are we sure we're not watching the real Canadian Love Boat?
They didn't even go on an Alaskan cruise. What the hell?
Yes.
This show must have some sort of casting connection in Canada because I just can't imagine that they got all of these Canadians.
Yeah.
It's a lot. This is a big amount of Canadians on an American reality television show.
Yes.
We get one. On The Bachelor or Bachelorette, every once in a while, there's one Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
They started letting us on Survivor and we win too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no more Canadians.
Mm-hmm. But for the real Love Boat, they said the more Canucks, the better.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
We only want Canadians or people from Florida. The two buckets that we're looking at here on this show.
Are very similar buckets.
From Florida or Canada?
Yeah. And honestly, there's lots of Canadians in Florida.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A lot of snowbirds there. A lot of people from Canada have summer or winter homes in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they might have even found them in Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't even actually live in Canada.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So we meet Mike, who is the other new suitor. Now, I told you a couple of weeks ago how I couldn't get the image of Ed Helms out of my mind talking about Nathan. I have another lookalike for you here.
Ed Helms.
For
I'm
Mike.
So
it's
ready.
Not Ed Helms, less funny person.
Rainn Wilson?
No, it is not Rainn Wilson. Mike, if you're not watching the show, I believe looks like he is the long lost brother of WWE superstar Drew McIntyre.
Oh. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be looking at his face to see the resemblance, but holding this photo you've chosen, Rob.
He's holding a small coffee cup.
The light is hitting in the lower region in a way.
Below the belt. Yeah.
All I can see is that long, stringy hair.
You think he's got salt in that coffee he's holding?
Yeah.
No, this guy doesn't.
Is that an espresso?
Sodium.
Yes. Okay.
There are so many things here that are confusing to me.
Yes. Why is Drew McIntyre lifting up a couch?
Oh, that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is that couch on a slant he's holding? Mm-hmm.
He's holding a cup of coffee and a couch in one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would he hold? I don't understand what the problem is. This is totally normal behavior. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a picture of Mike Handy so that like a side by side we can do, Rob?
I'll Google Mike Real Love Boat, but I can't imagine.
Know how much
there was another. There was a Michael, so like good luck. Like you might not find him.
Yeah,
Michael.
Let's see, Mike it Real Love Boat. I think it's too soon. I mean, the episode hasn't even been out
24 hours.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think if I did a text search, I don't think anything would come up about Mike from the Real Love Boat. I think that this is the first form of media. In any format that is even mentioning that there's a Mike on the Real Love Boat.
I will say I saw him and I was like, do I know this man? Mm-hmm. And that might just be like subconscious. Oh, they're from Canada or they're from Toronto. So I must know them because Canada is small. But he did really like remind me of someone. So maybe like someone like a friend has like dated someone that looks like him or something like that. Cause I definitely feel like I've like seen his like Bumble photo. And maybe I have, but he did that thing I love that people from like, you know, Southern Ontario do where he says he's from Toronto when he's introducing himself. Mm-hmm. And then when we get his little package, he's like, I'm from London, Ontario.
Not the same.
It's not the same. It's like 2 or 3 hours away from Toronto. Mm-hmm. But like no one knows where London, Ontario is. It's like. So listen, you say Toronto.
The Toronto vortex is very strange. People who live in the greater Toronto area think Toronto is the center of the universe, and they think everyone else also thinks Toronto is the center of the universe. I remember a friend moved to Toronto years ago, and they lived there 3 months. And then he goes, yeah, I think the three biggest cities in Canada are like Toronto and Kitchener. And I was like... Vancouver exists.
I understand why people do it when they're speaking to Americans because Americans are like the only place I've ever heard of in Canada is Toronto because like they've got sports teams and stuff like that. Like that's all people know. So if you live in close enough proximity to Toronto, you just say Toronto. And so it tickled me that he was like, I'm from London, Ontario. I'm like, nah. Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Yes. Sounds about right.
Yes. And Drew McIntyre is from London, England.
Oh, my God.
So there's a connection. Yeah. There's layers to
this. I don't know if he's from London.
Brothers from different Londons. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So there's Mike. Mike, they're saying he looks like a god. They're trying to say that he looks like a Thor, but I feel like Thor is more blonde.
Who's god? Is this because I don't think so.
Yeah, Emily said that he looks like God. Like, did she mean Jesus Christ?
I think she meant like a Greek god. Yeah.
And then someone needs to tell her the real history of Jesus Christ. And I think she might
probably knows more about Jesus Christ than either of us.
Well, that's what I would think. But I like
he does have long hair. Sure. Yeah, and a beard.
Jesus Christ and Mike are different races.
I mean, yes.
Historically, but the problem is that like the version of Jesus Christ that people get in like you know, like Catholic school is like just a white man with long hair. So I can understand why Emily might think that Mike it looks like God.
I just assume that if there is a God, they would be hot. So he could not look like one.
What if that's the true secret? Is that God is just busted?
Oh my God.
Wow. This podcast got very deep. So, all right. So, Kristen, you're out on Mike. That aesthetically, you don't care for Mike?
I don't like when guys have long hair. It's a personal preference. He might be hot to people who like, he really reminded me of Judas from Big Brother 17.
Oh. Well, when you said, Rob, another wrestler. When you said W, when you were teasing a wrestler, I thought you were going to say the mayor of Slamtown.
Oh, John Hennigan?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Do all of these men with long hair just look the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's just like, if you are a jacked man with long hair, you look the same, like wrestling jacked, you know?
Okay. I mean, I don't think he looks quite as much like John Hennigan.
Do you have a photo of Mike?
There are no photos of Mike, Jenny.
On the internet.
Jenny, go back on Tinder. That's the only place we're going to find a picture of Mike. The internet has no mention of this person. Other than us talking about it, there is actually no evidence that this TV show ever took place. This is the only account.
We are like a time capsule. Like this will be a relic one day to prove to someone that this show existed.
Yeah.
This show is a primary source for historians.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grandpa, did the real love boat exist? Yes. Here, I'll show you.
No, it's like back to the home, Grandpa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So. Let me see that. Look, yeah, everybody can Google John Hennigan. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I can't picture his face right now, but again, my brain said buff guy, long hair. Like
we filled in the blank.
The same person.
Yeah. Yeah. Here. I'll bring it up that it's now I think a question. If you're watching, look, you gotta be watching the YouTube video for these podcasts are video. Yeah.
Yep.
John Hennigan, the mayor of Slamtown. And so I feel like that not quite the same look as Mike, but certainly he has eyes for Emily. We will discuss that as well. What about our two women who drop in here? What about Susanna? Susanna, remove your veil.
I got to tell you, I cannot pick these two women out of a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
If in my life depended on it.
Susanna and Brie?
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're both from Florida.
Yeah.
So they probably were recruited in the same bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I believe one is from Tampa, one is from Miami. And I don't think that those places are actually very close at all. But mm-hmm. Florida, what is it anyway?
All of Florida is a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like it to remain a mystery sometimes. Yes.
Okay. Well,
I know too much.
I was getting a little uncomfy with Daniel's really effusive praise of going, I thought a little over the top, talking about Susanna, about she is so fine. She's everybody knows she's fine.
I mean, were they just looking for someone to give a sound clip that like is like, yes, clearly Susanna is a very attractive mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of weird to get that sound clip from Daniel. Cause right. We're like, oh, is this going to be the woman that like is going to tempt Daniel? Cause it's like all about temptation.
And
right?
That's not even mm-hmm. the new woman that's going to be and trying to
exactly,
get.
Exactly. Yeah. It ends up being Brie. So mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know. I think they're just trying to be like, the story of this woman is she is hot and everyone knows it.
Everybody knows it. Everybody
classic
knows it. Yeah.
Story.
I mean, what more could you want of your personal story than mm-hmm. being hot and everybody knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't ask for much more.
Okay. I couldn't tell you what that's like. So
Jenny.
Sounds lovely. I'm
everybody
sure.
knows. How dare you? Don't talk about my friend Jenny that way.
Okay. Let me just circle back to a couple of things. Okay. One, I have a photo of John Hennigan, the mayor of Slamtown. Okay, here he is. And
why is he with Miss Piggy?
He's with...
Oh my God, what's going on here?
With Miss Piggy.
Somebody get Kermit in. This is... I don't know, like, what's happening here.
Yeah, maybe...
There's also a... The shorts situation in this picture mm-hmm. also draws the eye yeah, in a troubling way.
Yeah.
Like... I know way too much about his anatomy.
Confusing. Confusing what's going on there, for sure. Okay? Like yeah. he dropped like a fortune cookie in it or something.
Yeah, right? There's...
Yeah.
There's a line. I'm like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. What's in this line? Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And Miss Piggy seems to be caressing his abs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But speaking of uncomfortable, look at that, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I don't think that he doesn't look like Mike from Toronto, aka London. Yeah. I don't think
he has long hair.
Okay.
Incredibly dissimilar.
And then back to Mike from Toronto. There was something else. I have so many Daniel sound clips. He was all over this episode.
He was
really on one this episode.
Yeah.
Daniel had this quote that he also knew that Mike was going to present an issue for the women here on The Real Love Boat. He said this.
Mike is a good looking gentleman. It's definitely about to be a lot of juiciness going around.
Wow.
I missed him say juiciness. Okay. Now I have so many questions.
Yeah. Is that ambrosia?
He's like, everyone's been, they're going to be feeling real juicy when Michael.
There's a lot of juiciness going around here.
No, no, yeah. No, no, no.
Everyone get in your bathing suit.
No, 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 no.
I'm so glad we finally found a sound clip representation of me in my daily life.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
No, 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 no,
no, no.
Yeah, it's going to get real juicy now that Mike is here.
Oh, boy.
And he doesn't know the half of it. Okay. Then there's also Bree. Bree's here. She's on the ship to be somebody's goddess. So many people on this show got cheated on, right? Susanna, she got cheated on? Did Bree get cheated on?
And it felt like Bree had, and I think that they liked this, was like Bree had like a somewhat similar story to Daniel in that it sounds like she also was engaged to her high school sweetheart. Yeah. But I guess this high school sweetheart cheated on her.
Oh boy.
So it's like a slightly different story than Daniel, but like similar story in that like they got engaged young to their high school sweetheart and they are
there's
not
a lot of that on the show. Yeah. Cause that was Tyler's story too. Remember?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. What are people doing? I was not doing that.
Mm-hmm. I do think that getting cheated on it has gotten a lot more common because it's easier to do with internet dating than it would be to like go meet people several nights.
I thought that it would be easier to find out that people are cheating on you in today's age because
F around and find out.
Yeah,
see, this is the problem. So they know they've been cheated on.
Like you can see what people are like doing on social media and stuff like that. I mean, was it Susanna? So Susanna also got cheated on, I believe. And she said, wait, so did they both get engaged? I'm sorry. Am I mixing up these two women now? I'm so sorry. So she was cheated on while engaged as well. And her advice is go through their phone before getting engaged. Which I'm like, this is not really the message you want to go forward with into your next relationship. Like, I don't think that like the next person you're with is like, okay, before we consider getting engaged, can you pass your phone over to me? Because I have past issues and I like am projecting that onto you right now. So.
I mean, some relationships are like, yeah, I have an open phone policy. If you want to see it, you could see it.
Oh my God.
Which is fine if that is agreed upon by all parties. Mm-hmm. But it's to me, it's with Susanna, it's giving like every man will pay for this other man's mistake. Mm-hmm. And she will be going through your phone whether you like it or not.
Yeah, she's not asking. It's like you're in the shower and she's looking in your phone.
Like, this isn't like an agreement. Like she's like, I will just find a way to go through your phone before I decide to get engaged.
She will use your sleeping face for Face ID to get into your phone.
That's what I'm saying. It's easier to find out these days. Susanna's going to figure it out.
But that's the thing. All these people know they got cheated on. You know, maybe in the past, less people would know that they had been cheated on.
Yeah. So that perhaps it's not that cheating is happening more often. It's just that people are finding out about it more.
Could be both. I have no idea.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk about, so they end up getting the news about the new twist for this week, where we are going to find out that these new people are going to be controlling everything, Jerry tells them. And so, hey, you better get to know these new people.
All right, gods and goddesses, mix and mingle, peep a single, maybe feel a tingle.
A tingle?
A tingle. Did you see Kendra's face in this moment? She was just like, Jesus Christ. Like, she, you can tell that she was like, oh my God, Jerry, this is a lot even for you.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's going to be so proud of that one. Oh my God. I'm going to have to hear it again for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think the feeling of the tingle is like related to the juiciness?
I don't think I'm the person to ask.
Listen, I do think it's a simple fact that electricity and moisture have a strong reaction.
Oh, yeah, that's
so maybe
true. That's true.
This is just tingle. Science.
Okay.
If it's too juicy, you do not want to feel a tingle.
No.
It might be in trouble.
Okay. So instantly, the party, hey, it's party time. And Marty is like, we need to have serious conversation. What a buzzkill.
Marty is a wet blanket. Yeah, he's a juicy blanket.
Juicy blanket. No, the tingle is gone, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's no tingles having to do with Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tingle has been fully, taken under control.
And it's there's no tingle. Probably also the antithesis of juicy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
How dry do you want it?
Yeah. He's not in a playful, fun mood, Emily tells us.
This is what she says every week, though. So it's like, is he sometimes like that? Mm. Are we missing the times where Marty is fun? Because it seems like this is what she's constantly saying, where she's like, this is fun. Like, I want Marty to loosen up, and he just doesn't. But also, I feel like Emily doesn't also come off as like the most like boisterous person on this cast. Mm-hmm. But I wondered how much of that is just because she's tied to Marty all the time. And if he's like a wet blanket, then that kind of like rubs off on her.
Yeah.
Because like there are other people on this cast that seem to be like always like Daniel is having a good time. We've got enough confessionals from this episode to show that. I just don't get that from Emily. So if Emily is saying like you're a stick in the mud,
she's always saying I wish he was in a playful mood. I think he's just never in a playful mood, and she always wants that.
Mm-hmm. And we're probably not getting to see like full Emily because of Marty, which I think is a shame.
Yeah. All right, we get a little bit more about Mike's backstory. Mike is a guy, he loves summer. And of course, if you love summer, the place to be is London, Ontario, Canada.
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is definitely where you go for a nice
you love summer.
Long summer. Yeah.
it's the place to be.
At least there's lakes.
Mike tells us about he had a tough childhood. And he never really was able to meet anybody. And then he's talked about the COVID outbreak. It was really hard. It's hard to date him. Kind of felt like that we cut him off before he was about to like really get into that also.
I don't think we want to know anymore about what he did to get through all of the many
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We had like 7 lockdowns.
I feel like there was a rant about to come about the COVID. It's like, okay, all right. We got it, Mike.
None of our ask him how he feels about truckers.
Well, he did say that COVID outbreak put a roadblock on him. I believe that
was the worst part exactly. of COVID. Yeah, so
does he
like roadblocks?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Frig, it's Amazing Race bleeding into the show all over again.
Yeah. Okay. So he's going to have a chance to he's gonna pull Emily away. He comes over and this is what he says.
I know y'all are booed up, but can we possibly have a chat?
Okay.
Boot up.
If you're booed up, but yeah.
People still say that.
That's what I say every time I want a podcast with you two. Hey, I know you're booed up.
I know you're booed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... jump in. Okay. So we get to see Mike's conversation with Emily. And they're talking about some things that are going on. And Emily wants to know, Mike, you like any music, Mike?
What kind of music are you into?
I'm a big Bieber fan, to be honest. I have some Bieber fever.
Bieber fever?
A moderate amount of Bieber fever, just some.
No, it's actually law in Ontario, specifically. Especially if you live within, like, 2 or 3 hours from Stratford, Ontario, where Justin Bieber hails from, you are legally required to have Bieber fever. So, Mike has no choice.
Are you receiving treatment for your Bieber fever in that case?
I caught it late. I grew respect for him in late in the day.
Rob's trying to prank us.
No, I was trying to get rid of that, but I accidentally put it back on the screen. Yeah,
but I'm fine. I'm coping okay with the amount of Bieber fever that I experience. I don't think it's quite as high as what Mike experiences because I don't think that Justin Bieber would be the first thing that I would say if someone asked me what music I'm into.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love that for him, though.
So we see some of the other conversations that are going on, and Dustin and Susanna are hitting it off. So that's something for Dustin, but also Susanna is hitting it off with Jordan, who just about hits it off with every new woman who comes up on the boat. Jenny. So they're talking about some birthday talk.
Yeah.
And we find out Susanna's birthday is
September 27th,
only one day away from your birthday.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna say 26. I heard her say 20 and I was like, it's gonna be mm-hmm. 27th. And then Jordan's birthday is September 7th and
September
he goes,
birthday
September
buddy
September babies and then like like a woman after my heart, Susanna goes, yeah, but you're a Virgo and I'm a Libra, like very different. That's like a thing with Libras.
Yeah.
Like don't mistake me for a Virgo.
Listen,
okay?
It's extremely different.
I am not that disciplined. Trust me. Mm-hmm.
September 7th is my mom's birthday. So now I'm like, I'm on board with Jordan more.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jordan. I don't know if I've come like on the record of saying this. I like Jordan and I'm rooting for Jordan.
Is it all of the buttons that are open?
Yeah. You have 2 buttons mm-hmm. max, please. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. Okay. And Kendra, this is when she's like, hey, whoa, what's going on here? Hold
too much
on.
Laughing.
Yeah. Is that Jordan talking to this new woman on the boat?
Hell no. 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 No, 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 no.
No,
not
no, no,
on
no,
Kendra's
no.
watch.
Yeah.
Kendra should slide in and be like, my birthday is blank. Mm-hmm. And then just like distract yeah. Susanna with like yeah. astrology talk.
Hey, Ezra,
like,
need 2 drinks over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Need 2 ambrosias coming up. Yeah. So that doesn't really go anywhere. Then we send Susanna really back to go talk to Dustin. Also, Sydney, who's still a person on the show, she's hitting it off with Dylan. Who he's from Iowa. There's
an accountant, Rob.
Whatever.
Whatever. Wouldn't think
whatever.
So.
No, Dylan is boring hot. Dean. That's what I get from
yeah,
him.
Boring Dean.
We love like the trope of I'm hot, so you wouldn't think I'm an accountant. Like, oh man, that tickles me every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so good. Wow, yeah. What a shocking revelation.
The only thing better than hot people actually being smart is when extremely boring hot people are like, I'm just so goofy. I'm mm-hmm. so yeah. weird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because that people just laugh at their jokes and tell them that they're funny.
Do my taxes. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah. Do my taxes. Yeah. Okay. So we then, okay, Marty's had enough. And Mike and Emily are talking, and Marty is going to come over and say, like, you know, we don't really get a lot of alone time. Okay. So I'm just going to need to talk to Emily.
It's so awkward. Like, the yeah. way he interjects is so awkward. He couldn't just be like, hey, can I steal Emily for a minute? He has to be like,
mm-hmm.
we need to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be like, I'll let you guys talk again in a bit. I just, like, need to talk to Emily real quick about something. And, like, you don't have to say how long you're going to talk to yep. her for. But he just did it so weirdly where he's like, we don't get a lot of alone time. Yes. So.
And Emily is like,
hell no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting rough for Emily.
It's getting rough. It's getting rough.
I streets.
Loved Emily's reaction to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I feel like Emily is like rising in the ranks for me because she's like finally being like, wait a second, like this isn't cool, and is like finding herself through like not loving every single thing Marty does. Like, this is like a breath of fresh air to me.
No, Emily is kind of out on Marty. We saw this last week where they were talking about how if you don't pick me, that's it, we're done. She's like, oh, I didn't really like that he was like that.
Yeah.
She describes this issue is concerning for her.
It's definitely kind of throwing up a red flag for me.
Okay, a red flag. Okay.
I knew it.
The freaking hate.
Okay.
I'm just from Michigan.
Is this Canadian? Is this what is this red flag?
Can you say how you would say that word wrong?
Red flag.
And then how did she say it?
Flag. It's definitely kind of throwing up a red flag for me.
They sound the same to me. This is Canadian.
I can hear the difference. Mm-hmm. I like immediately I'm like, Emily's got like thick Michigan-esque because it is sort of adjacent to like the Canadian accent in certain areas, or maybe it's like a Minnesotan accent.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Where is she from again?
I don't know. From Michigan.
Yeah.
She's Midwestern.
Okay.
But
they played that in the real Love Boat. You watch the preview. And then you watch like after every commercial. And so you watch the show like four times. Like you basically you see the show on loop. And they kept playing that clip of her saying that this is like a real red flag that was going to with Marty. And so it was burned in my brain.
No, it's true. Okay. She's from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes. That makes sense.
Close enough, right? But yeah, I heard it, Rob. Mm-hmm. So I definitely caught the flag.
It's just the regional difference.
Mm-hmm.
Flag.
Okay. All right. So then, you know, we're gonna see Brie. She has a little bit of a thing for Daniel. Shaylin is not happy. I mean, there's like a pretty awkward moment where Shaylin is like, somebody is talking to Shaylin. Daniel's talking to Brie, and Shaylin is like trying to like reach over like and like grabbing Daniel in the middle of but not looking at him.
Yeah. Well, and okay, not to get too serious on the Real Love Boat recap, but this is often something that happens on these love shows, specifically with Black women, where they're not really paired up with a lot of men that are willing to date Black women. And so when they see, this man is willing to date another Black woman, it makes it feel like a safer place to go when you're looking for someone. You might not know like how comfortable the other men are and how safe that is. So these types of conflicts come up on these love shows a lot because it's often like, okay, well, I know this person is not going to just outright reject me because of racism, so I'm going to go there. And so I do think that that is a factor behind all of this that at least should be considered.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And like, also just the fact that like the way that Daniel and Bree like connect, because they had like a similar story, like we were saying. So it's like for Shaylin, it's like this is the probably the first time that she feels you know, like potentially threatened. But I did think it was interesting, and like we talked about this before, where how she said she felt threatened by Tyler, and that like there was that was, and Daniel said, oh, like I think you feel threatened like by her because of me. And it's like we saw no storyline about that like in the show. So I think that that actually like probably does mean something here. But Daniel said something like, it's really hard to like talk to someone that you find attractive while like not trying to upset the other person, but like also not make it look like you're catering to the other person. Like it's very uncomfortable. He's literally sitting between both of them. Like Shaylin's like touching his leg and his body is turned having a conversation with Bree.
And what I really liked when he said that too, though, is he's like, it's really hard to do that without making the person you're already partnered with look dumb. And I do like that he's accepting that part of the show is dating other people while also recognizing that his actions could have an impact on Shaylin's feelings because of how long they've been together on the show. I thought that was extremely mature from him considering, again, he's only 25.
They never, I feel like people never like acknowledge how those things make other people look. And more so it's like, oh, I don't want to, like, well, you know that we're good. And it's like that, like thinking about how they actually like look to other people. So
we go back to Emily and Marty, and Marty kind of, I feel like he's filibustering that Emily really doesn't have anything to say to him. And he turns around and is like, so do you have any questions for me? To which she does not.
Like,
she's like, why are you following me?
She just wants to have all of her time. He doesn't want to give her the opportunity to get to meet anybody else. And then when she is not instantly into just having a really deep conversation in the club, he's like,
the club.
Wow. Yeah. In the club, sorry.
Club six. Mm-hmm. No, well, the conversation that started this like issue that he keeps coming back to is that like he's like, I'm not like, I don't want to not see you every day. And like this is him thinking that he's like, you know, being really sweet and like saying something romantic, being like, I want to see you like all the time. And she's already started to get the ick. So she's like, well, I think that we're like a little different like that. Like with my job, like I can handle like not seeing people all the time. And like, it, like you know, I don't feel like I need to be around someone 24/7. And that threw up like a red flag to him, because he was like, well, what do you mean?
Red flag. Yeah.
Flag. Yes, of course. And so like, that's what he's kind of trying to get like some closure on, where he's like, well, like, I feel like I want us to be on the same page, where it's like, I, you know, you don't want to, isn't that the next step with a person where you're like supposed to like want to be with them? And she's like, I'm not saying I don't, like, I think we're in a like agreement about how we each feel. And she's like, I'm really trying to not continue this conversation. And he really wants to continue this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like nothing better than being at like a club and like talking about like your future and like how much time you're going to spend together. Like,
And when she says to him that, you know, I'm not really a clingy person, he gets very offended by this. Whoa, I'm not a clingy person.
Yeah. I've never heard this before, that I'm clingy. Like, oh my God.
He's like, I am, you know, a bounce sheet. Like I am like the least clingy. I make things less clingy, you know, if anything, that's me. Yeah. Obviously me coming in and interrupting this conversation, that's not clingy. That's like the opposite of clingy.
It's just normal.
Yeah.
This is just the thing I do.
Okay. And that's pretty much where we leave it on this to be continued edition of The Real Love Boat. We have no idea what's going to happen. It does not look good for Emily and Marty. Do you want to make predictions? Do they get back together?
See, if we hadn't gotten so much footage of her being visibly annoyed with him and how he acts for like two or three episodes before this, I would maybe think, oh no, they'll explore and then they'll get back together. But now I kind of think, as long as she doesn't instantly hate Michael, then Mike, sorry. Mm-hmm. Then okay. She'll just stick with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that like this journey for Emily is like, you know, seeing that she can find a man that has qualities like Marty and the things that she likes about Marty, but that doesn't mean that she needs to settle for the other qualities that Marty is exhibiting that she doesn't care for. So we think that like for her, like this, that's what her story is going to be, is that like she will learn from her time with Marty, but ultimately decide that he is not the person she wants to end
she
up
grew.
With.
She grew from mm-hmm. this. Okay.
I think that's her journey.
Okay. So we're going to see in next week's previews. Talk about now, Mike showed up and things are getting pretty juicy, I have to say, because Mike is going to go on a date with Emily. And then, then there was also a scene, and I don't know if I misconstrued this.
I think you understood correctly, Rob.
Yeah.
Yes, I think everyone.
What is going on?
I think next episode, Daniel might get a little excited on a date.
Yeah.
Shay said, "You're poking me," as they embraced.
Yeah.
I did not care for that.
I was like, they're whoa. Cause like the way it was being like, some couples are like stronger than ever. And then it was like, whoa, you're poking
very
me.
Strong. Very strong.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that next week. And it looks like Emily and Marty.
We'll get that like five times next episode.
Yes. So, yes. Yeah. And then looks like that Emily and Marty looks like not looking so good. Are there two episodes left, do you think, of Real Love Boat? I know from watching The Amazing Race earlier tonight, Phil said at the mat, you've got two more legs to go. So I think originally this was all supposed to wrap up, right? Like, you don't think this is the finale next week, right?
No, I mean, definitely not.
Could be, but I think they would tell us that it was. So I don't think it is.
They said, Rebecca said, these singles are going to be in control for the next several ports. So several to me is definitely more than one. Mm.
So the Australian version has only 8 episodes in the first season. So this is already longer than that.
And isn't Australia's thing usually doing like 500 more episodes than the American?
I think
the
Survivor finale was going to be on December 14th. And so there would be only 2 more Wednesdays between now and then. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to guess, Sam Moore, who tracks this stuff very closely, says finale on December 7th, but which is a Saturday. So that doesn't sound right.
No, yeah. December 7th is a Wednesday.
I went ahead.
Oh, it is Wednesday, so it's 2 weeks today.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So 2 more episodes.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
How many ports are they going to in these episodes? I'm really taking issue with Rebecca saying.
Maybe they go to more than one port in an episode.
That's never been done. So.
It also could be where they are going to more places than will actually be shown on the episodes. Oh. Like maybe they go to a port and it's just like not that exciting, so they don't show it to us.
They don't have like a challenge there or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'd like to know.
I don't know.
So we'll see what happens next week. Can't wait to find out how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I loved seeing Emily and Marty like fighting and like looks like some sort of like 70s theme party and they're like wearing.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I can't wait to see how Marty like wet blankets like a fun party where like they're wearing funny glasses and stuff. That's going to be excellent.
It's the same way he wet blankets everything.
Yeah.
All right. Kirsten, what's coming up for you this week?
I just mess magnets, had a great conversation with Sasha about Ticketmaster, Taylor Swift, all of that drama. Mm-hmm. That was really great. And then over on BoJack Horsepod, we're talking Tuca and Birdie with Lindsay Wilson. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What.
Okay. Great job tonight, Kirsten. Can't wait to come back next week and see how this all plays out. Jenny, what's next for you?
what's next for me is several ports, I guess.
Oh my God. Some Rice Krispies, some Mandarin oranges.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Ambrosia beans.
Not bungee jumping.
Ambrosia flowing. Yeah. No, nothing much coming up for me. I will give a plug for the edited version of the Clue roll call that we did a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
My partner in Life and Crime,
yes,
Phil T did a very fun edit of the game. So if you didn't watch it live or at all, and you're like, I don't want to watch people play a board game for over an hour.
Yeah.
It's a nice tight 30 minutes ish. And there's confessionals and it's really fun. Everyone was really funny. I thought it was
especially
enjoyable for
Jenny.
Me at least to watch. Oh, Rob, please stop. But it was really fun to see like what everyone else had to say after the fact, after playing. So that's on the RHAP YouTube page. And that's the only thing related to me that's come out recently. So that's all I'm plugging.
All right.
And follow me on social media at Jenny Autumn. Twitter is still alive, baby.
Yep. All right. Well, it was a big Wednesday on the Paramount networks of reality TV. Real Love Boat. Also, be on the lookout for my recap of Survivor and The Amazing Race as well. I can catch them all at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for joining us for our Real Love Boat recap. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.